WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Singin' in the Rain, the 1952 Hollywood musical on most lists of best American musicals, has turned 60. To celebrate, a new edition has been released on DVD and Blu-ray, and a newly restored print was released in theaters for A Night in July and returns August 22nd. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has been to the movies, and he's been watching at home.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the storm...
Hollywood is often at its best when it's making fun of itself. And few movies are funnier or more fun than Singin' in the Rain, a broadly satirical musical comedy about the transition from silent movies to sound. Gene Kelly, who co-directed the film with Stanley Donen, stars as the stuntman turned matinee idol who falls in love with adorable Debbie Reynolds. He even gets to parody his own swashbuckling in MGM's Technicolor Three Musketeers. Donald O'Connor is Kelly's wisecracking sidekick and exhilarating dance partner. And the sublimely hilarious Jean Hagen got an Oscar nomination for her portrayal of Lena Lamont, the silent screen goddess whose glamorous looks hide her vocal and mental shrillness. Singin' in the Rain wasn't a huge hit when it opened, but it's now regarded as one of the best Hollywood musicals of all time.
Hey, I think it'll work.
Of course.
It's a cinch. You know, it may be crazy, but we're gonna do it. The Dueling Cavalier is now a musical.
Hot dog!
Hallelujah!
Fellas, I feel this is my lucky day, March 23rd.
Oh, no, your lucky day is the 24th.
What do you mean the 24th?
It's 1:30 already. It's morning.
Yes. And what a lovely morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
The idea for the movie came from Arthur Freed, the head of the MGM unit that, beginning in 1939 and for more than two decades, produced a string of legendary musicals, both adapted from Broadway shows and original scores. Two of these, An American in Paris and Gigi, won Best Picture Academy Awards. Singin' in the Rain is in some ways Freed's tribute to himself. He came to Hollywood as a songwriter, most often teamed with composer Herb Nacio Brown. In 1929, they wrote the title song for the first Oscar-winning sound film, The Broadway Melody. Freed wanted to make a musical that would use their old hit songs, Broadway Melody, You Were Meant for Me, You Are My Lucky Star, and of course, Singin' in the Rain. Among the delights of the new home video release, along with a collectible umbrella, are clips of the songs as they originally appeared. For example, there's Cliff Edwards, also known as Ukulele Ike, and the voice of Jiminy Cricket in Walt Disney's Pinocchio, singing in an onstage downpour in the Hollywood Review of 1929.
Why am I happy, and why do I sing? Why does December seem sunny as spring? Why do I get up each morning to start? Happy and head up with joy in my heart. Why is each new task a trifle to do? Because I'm living a life full of you. I'm singing in the rain. Just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling. I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love.
Freed got Broadway's Betty Comden and Adolph Green to create a screenplay to provide a dramatic context for these songs. They also wrote the lyrics for a tongue twister called Moses Supposes His Toeses Are Roses for the scene in which Kelly is getting diction lessons for his new sound film. Some of the backstage lore is almost as good as the film itself. The plot of Singin' in the Rain hinges on Debbie Reynolds dubbing Gene Hagen's squeaky voice for the new sound movie. But in that movie's spoken dialogue, it's actually the lovely voice of the real Gene Hagen that we hear. And though Debbie Reynolds' tap dancing looks terrific, Kelly evidently didn't like the way it sounded and dubbed in his own tapping for the soundtrack. Of course, the way Singin' in the Rain makes fun of silent movies has little to do with the masterpieces of silent film, some of the most profoundly moving and beautiful and intentionally hilarious films ever made. But as sheer comic entertainment, Singin' in the Rain doesn't have a dull moment. I went to the public screening, and on the big screen, the dazzling new print makes clearly visible little details I never noticed at home. And it was great to be rolling in the aisles along with the rest of the audience, many of whom must have been discovering for the first time how much fun you could have at a 60-year-old movie.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the 60th anniversary edition of Singin' in the Rain. It's on DVD and Blu-ray and returns to theaters for one night on August 22nd.